I may have misheard, but did you say that you met Brahma Baba?
Oh, once.
Could you share about that?
She asked whether I met Brahma Baba. Yes, I met Brahma Baba in Delhi. Brahma Baba used to go every year 2 to 3 months to out of Madhuban to do seva, to meet Brahmin family and stay in one place, do seva. So Baba used to come to Delhi in our center, Rajouri Garden. So we were little children, you know, mother brings the children. So my mother brought me to Brahma Baba and Mama. No? So I remember taking drishti, very powerful vibrations, red light and toli. And Baba gave blessing that the child will do word service. So Brahma Baba used to go 2 to 3 months out from Madhuban. Because Brahma Baba also planned his self-progress so much. You imagine he was living in Mount Abu, Pandav Bhavan, cold time, not many people come or few people come. You remember this Baba's hut? Baba thought, no? That make a hut, sit down there, write two letters to children in remembrance of Shiv Baba. And the, you know, what he wrote in the letter is so uplifting words. People have kept, framed it. You know, how beautiful Baba used to write letter with the red pen. My, you know, jewels of my eyes, imagine. These beautiful words, my star of my eyes, you know. That Shiv Baba's, vibration coming and writing. And once Dadi Janki told this story to us, she says one day she told Baba, Baba, you can write like this to this child. Baba said, you get up and go there. You are not my secretary. Shiv Baba, whatever way he wants to use this hand, he will use. Means, no influence of anyone. You know Vivekananda? You know in India, very good scholar, Vivekananda. So when you go to Chennai, you must see his museum, place, thousands of books he has written. And they say if he, like his intellect, 100 more young people in India, he can change the world. This was his intellect. So he used to write books in the middle of that ocean where his museum is, so that no influence of human vibration can touch his intellect. You can imagine how Brahma Baba sustained children through Shiv Baba's, you know, remembrance, Baba's influence. And no other human being. That's why Baba's hut is there. Away from everyone. And Baba sit there 10 o'clock to write letters to children. And so much service Baba created for himself too. At that time, not 100,000s of people in front of Brahma Baba. Only 200, no? Only 300 total together in the whole India, Brahmins. When I came first time to meet Avyakt Bap Dada, we were only, how many, 28 people. in Baba's room, you know, in Madhuban Baba's room, we stand outside and Baba sit, Dadi Gulzar sit on the gaddi, on the floor, and Bap Dada come and we go one by one to meet Baba. Baba asked me, what you are studying, what is your aim? Baba guide. What do you want to become? Baba guides according to the child. I remember, you know, standing outside, then my turn came, I went, met Baba. Maybe I am 14 years old or, you know, studying, you know. So I remember that Baba guided us very well. Beautiful. Means down to earth, no? Seva, service. Wo nahi hai, show nahi. Not show. Down to earth, handling souls, guiding them to their destination of their life. This is Brahma Baba. Yeah. Any other question was?
Didi, you went all the way to Japan to do service. You never felt loneliness or some other emotions. Normally we go to countries and we feel no support from them. How did you feel? How did you cope with that?
No, I do, mostly I travel. Yeah? I travel and then I make my own plan also for service. Definitely do Baba Seva. And loneliness, I think in my case, I don't feel loneliness. There is a reason, because I am more interested in Murlis, Baba's Murli, and so good chance to sit in yoga. Imagine, no, in Japan is, you know, reserved society, Amritvela, birds, chirping, very nice atmosphere, you know. Amritvela, and beautiful feeling Amritvela I get. And mostly I am listening lot of Baba Dada's Murlis. Read or listen?
Baba's voice.
Baba's voice, yes. Baba Dada's voice. Murlis I listen many, Baba Dada's. You have to connect always with Baba Dada. Because so much wisdom, you can't grasp in once.
Yes.
100 times you study, listen, there's something awakens in you, insight or something. Because like this, yesterday Murli, we just heard, but how much is the wisdom of karma philosophy of yesterday Murli?
Yes.
If you study again in one line, two line, five line, reflect, you will come to know what Baba is talking to you.
Hmm.
You know, that will not give you loneliness. Because you are working with Baba on you, understanding your life.
Thank you so much. That brings a lot of clarity. Yeah. Appreciate that. Thanks.
Murlis we love. Baba's Murli, yoga, beautiful.
One more question, Didi.
Didi, this discern world is connected to Subhavana, Subkamna, somewhat?
Discern.
Discern, yeah.
Discern means parakhne ki shakti.
Okay.
It's a ability of your mind to see where is the profit, where is the loss.
Okay.
You know, it's an observing mind in observing situation and using a ability to understand the situation. Of course, Shubhavana, Shubhkamna, you can use in relationship, no problem. But to make a decision before that, you have to discern things.
Because we
big
heard,
problem comes.
We heard in the plane that descending the speed, not discern.
Discern.
Discern, yeah. The pilot
discern is parakhne ki shakti.
Correct. Okay, thank you.
It's one of the eight powers.
The diamond they show, no? Diamonds, the image. Anybody
else? Diamond image. You can see how much stain is there. Or parakhna. It's a very nice ability of the mind. Because many times you will see, if you are not discerning well, the decisions are not accurate and you have many choices, but you have to discern, no? Otherwise, sometimes you are delaying and later on you are realizing, oh, I should have not done this. You know, already opportunity is lost, gone, and you were not in the right, you know, moment, the right things to do. That's why it needs a lot of silence here. And many mistakes during the day can be made. You know? And then our mind is having those files, you know, opening up. Oh, I should not have done this. You know? Because there is a guilt. If there is a wrong decision, there is a guilt. There is a little heavy. Guilt means heavy feeling. Heavy feeling is a wall inside. When you sit in yoga, you can't do yoga. That vibration will attack you. That's what Baba is having a mercy on us. Sometimes we Brahmins are naive, you know, careless. Chalo chalo ho gaya, murli ho gayi. Aur sara din mistakes hi mistakes hain. Sham baitho, yogi nahi lag raha. You know what I'm saying in Hindi? That sometimes a soul can be so naive, careless, during the day, subtle mistakes we are making. Avagyai kar rahe hain. Baba say in the Murli, avagya, disobedience. Yes. है ना, मिस कर दी मुरली, थोड़ी मुरली सुन ली, यू नो, मिस मुरली, लिटिल मुरली, ठीक है, यू नो, लाइक दैट, यू नो, देन वेर एवर वी सपोज टू बी योग युक्त एंड देयर वी आर यूजिंग अवर साउंड पावर. You know, we have seen Dadis, they did not use so much this voice. Remembrance of Baba, they used most to solve problems in this yajna. I remember one story, we have seen these things. There was one brother in Delhi, Pandav Bhavan, you know, he was little bit against of our yajna. He did not like many system. So he had a hunger strike in our Delhi center, outside of center. And Dadi Janki took this Baba Seva to do, because I lived in that center, Pandav Bhavan, and he outside 15 days not eating. You know, so we have to solve, right, this problem. So Dadi Janki was on this Seva to send from Madhuban. So Dadi came, it was Thursday. Dadi arrived from train, you know, Dadi could travel at that time by train. So she came and she saw outside, you know. But whole time in the train, Dadi is yog yukta, silence, sending already vibration to the soul. And Dadi arrived and Dadi shake hand with this brother and give drishti. And she said, "My sweet brother, come." And Dadi give, because he's in the fasting, no, not eating, nectar to him and bring him inside and listen to his heart and solve it. Did you get it here? How to discern, how to help the soul, guide, get out from that sound which is happening in the mind, noise. Maybe he thought so many things, he spoke also so much, whatever he doesn't like system, and many BKs maybe in that center also argued with him. You know, sound everywhere. And that is using power of silence. And sit down and talk. Okay, we will pay attention. Which things you don't like, tell us. You know, like this. So they use lot of, I have seen, pure silence power. Acceptance of the soul. Rather than, why he is doing? He should not do. All these faces, moods, you know. Many times body consciousness can come. And people are, you know how Maya is, then their mind will think against you. So Dadi is used silence power, soul conscious power, holding those vibrations which can help the soul to get out from this Maya. Brahma Baba did also, Dadis did, Dadi Kumarka, you know, many times, many, you know, big organization now, things happen, sanskars emerge. So Dadi Kumarka, no repeat to anyone. What is the obstacle? But during night, 2 o'clock, they get up 10 to 15 Brahmins with Dadi, sit in yoga to send vibration when they are sleeping. These souls who, whatever, you know, sanskar emerge, they created some kind of obstacle for this yajna. So Dadi Prakashmani's method was not to repeat to anyone what obstacle it is. Repeat nahi karna hai. Because once you repeat to one other will repeat to other, it will spread. This is called spreading obstacle. And then you have to be the one to pack up again, explain, clarify, like that. So better don't repeat. So she did not repeat. But she had a group of 10-12 good yogis. So she used to tell them, "Tonight we have yoga bhatti 2 to 5 to make the yajna free from obstacle." But she will not tell them what obstacle it is. Merge. And sit in yoga. Create positive atmosphere. No one's mind will think, no one will ask, Daddy, what is obstacle? And I am innocent and speak, and then other person go repeat. They were very careful about this, you know, to finish negativity in the atmosphere. No one talks about these things. That's why you see in Pandav Bhavan, very different vibration. You can feel that difference? Yeah. Because Brahma Baba, I actually put my point in my notes. It is good, it's coming out now. Otherwise, I covered all. One point was, I wanted to tell you, Brahma Baba never slept without purifying every feeling what he had night time. Means during the day, whatever he spoke, he interacted with people, he wants to check his feelings in the night, if there is a something. And then if he has to say sorry, he will call, child come. Will not sleep until purify his feeling. Forgive, forgive. Forget, forget. Not to keep again next day same. Very good quality effort Brahma Baba made in that room. No wonder how many thousands of people go. Baba has no pictures, no tape recorder, he's sitting. How he's sustaining souls in that simple room. No chair on the floor, people sit. They want to feel those vibrations. It's called in Hindi prakampan. Like sun has the rays, it is called rays, prakampan. So Baba is giving prakampan, urja, energy. That's why foreigners go and sit there. Why foreigners come, double foreigners to India, Mount Abu, to feel that prakampan. Millions of dollars you spend, you can't get anywhere. You know? So that's what Baba's room is about. He did the work on himself. Feelings purified. And that's why when you sit there, you don't get negative thoughts. You feel release, rahat mil jati hai, nahi? You sit there, you see, something's relief. Baba is doing this subtle work, incognito, so simple. Show hai kya us kamre mein? No show in that room. Baba's sleeping bed, same. How he was so simple, Brahma Baba. No bathroom, no toilet there. You know, Brahma Baba used to go out. He did not use his money for his comfort, facility. That's the power of, you know, the renunciation Brahma Baba had. It's a very powerful soul in the world. Because many, you know, in India, many gurus, you know, I don't know about Christianity, but priest also, many get attracted by any kind of things in this world. When there is a accomplishment, name, fame, facility, wealth starts to come in life, many get trapped into that. You know, they go to jail. You know, they have one Times magazine, I saw one sannyasi, you know, in India. Oh, so many gold garlands. And then he had a two bodyguards sitting next to him. And look at our Baba's children. They go around the world, no bodyguard. Why? Because purity. No one will get damaging thoughts to damage our life. Negative thoughts, no. Because we are in soul conscious. In soul conscious, no one's negative thoughts can enter your mind. And no one will get damaging your life, ruin your life or do something in your life. They will not get thoughts. Yoga power. That is called yoga power. Mama also solved many big problems of this institution when they were establishing. So Hindus thought we are Christians because we are wearing white. Nuns. You know, we are no Hindu, no Christian. We are spiritual. So Mama, near to Delhi, because of purity, celibacy, pure food, so many problems in the families. So they were 10 to 15 people came with the big lathi. You know, Baba sir talked to the lathi, sticks, big. You know, who is your mama? Who is your mama? Mama was sitting on the second floor, on the roof, on the simple charpai. You know, bed, you know.
Cot.
Yeah, COAT, you know, cot. COT, yeah, cot. So, they were knocking the door, making noise, you know, hapur jagati na ek hapur. Yeah, there you can see in the story. And how they solve these problems of this yajna? When they are establishing new things in the society, and that is different from existing Hinduism, you know. So then Mama said, okay, you send them up. So Mama sitting in yoga, already sending prakampan, rays. And then these people went up and they saw Mama so peaceful. So their mind changed. Negative violence to positive. Number two, dandvat pranam. This is a goddess's.
Salutation.
How can we, you know, fight? They say, your mama is very peaceful. Your mama is so pure. So their prakampan, their rays could change the quality of thoughts from violence to peace. That is the service we have to learn how to do. Because we will go through a lot during any time. Anytime anything can happen on the street with us too. Airport, shopping mall, market, anyone's karma can come in front of us. Why we do collective yoga? You know the reason why we are doing yoga? For any soul, whosoever in front of me comes, maybe from 60 tables, we don't know with whom we lived, we did business, we lived with them, we don't know what relationship we had with them. Any soul, Muslim or Hindu or Christian or any religious soul, why we are doing yoga actually is to serve all variety souls. Our prakampan reaches to neutralize our karmic accounts with them. So during destruction, they will not damage your life. You will be protected because you serve them through yoga. So they will not do anything harm. But if you, Baba's stories of Murli, it's okay with you, time? You know, Baba's, you know, this other day, Baba was talking about Pakistan, India, you know, if you know the stories, even in our Lokik home, my mother says she was, you know, pregnant and she was only 16 or 17 years old, you know, in India at that time, young age. So she said when these people came with the swords to, you know, hurt people, she said she had to go under the bed and hide, you know. And my father's uncle, they put a sword on the back of him and threw him in the river. He survived. You know the stories when you listen what happened during that time. My father says he, in night time, he had to leave from one place to come to another place, you know, and when he hears the sound of it, the sword, and they want to kill Hindus, and then he had to hide himself under one tree like a sheep, you know, sheep, that they think he's a sheep, not a human being. You know what people went through? Baba says in the Murli, you know, we have to prepare ourselves. You know, once in Philippines, tsunami came, no? Tsunami, yeah, few years ago. So one sister listened Murli every day. And when tsunami came, it was second floor, she, her son lived, and first floor she lived. And tsunami came, oh, because very near to her home is the ocean. And, you know, all these snakes, everything in the water all came, and she was in the room, and she said, Baba, Now I understood Murali. Before I never understood Murali. She realized. She became Pakka Brahmin. You know, listening Murali. Baba is practical, talking. You know. And she said, I am in my home and this whole water came. And the old car is floating. I am floating. All the snakes are... She said, Rashmi, I felt real Murali. Baba saying the Murali, what can happen? You know, sometimes we are listening Murali like a theoretical, you know, practical when you go through, then you know, no?
Even COVID also people felt the same.
Corona. So what I am saying is that Baba could see, no? Brahma Baba saw, no? Destruction vision. So awakened, 365 degree shift. In Brahma Baba. Total transformation. Yeah, that's why he did not waste his time. You know, he's above, you know. So no carelessness, laziness, anything can attack him. Yeah. So that's why it is a really what we have to go through. We have to visualize that. We don't know where we will be with the water or earth or sky or wherever. During, you know, in Japan, destruction. No, no, earthquake time. I was alone when earthquake came. I said, Baba, it's a big earthquake. I am alone. Trish was living with me at that time. She was in Madhuban. And I just informed Baba. And I said, now what to do? So I just put on my overcoat. It's winter time. Put some money in it. I took my passport. I said, I go out because shocks, you know, aftershock. So I saw one Indian family crying, Rishimen, Rishimen. So I said, what happened? My 1 month old child, without shoes, we are here. I said, oh, what you need? She said, money. Okay, we give money. You have to help at that time, people. You know, if a child is crying and you are drinking chai, you first help this seva. Give milk to the child, not you drink. You understand? Our service is on 24 hours. So at that time, you know, they became so my good friend afterwards. Baba says, no, Bhagat, they become Bhagat. They help you later. Bhagats also will help you. If you are giving Baba's message to people, they will help you. So at that time, I gave lot of gyan to Indians there. So the Japanese could not come to the center with their family. I am also alone. So I said, Baba, what I supposed to do? You see, yoga helped me. Because every day what you do, yoga, it's bringing you closer to Baba. Yeah, even 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, half an hour, whatever your connection is, you increase, then it helps you at that time. At the emergency time, I told Baba, what you want me to do, you give me thoughts. So Baba gave me all the thoughts. And then one brother came. He knocked the door. He said, Sister Rajni, I cannot start my car. There is a very strong thought. I have to ask you to come with us. We don't know we are getting these thoughts. And you come. Because, you know, cars, all Indians going to another city, you come. I said, Baba, oh, you already sent the thought. Baba is helping you at that time, yes. So I went with them. There were 70 people. So they said, now you teach us Raj Yoga. So I said, I told you 16 years ago you never learned. Now you're, because you are so peaceful, how come we are crying? So we are seeing the result. You help us. So I help them. They Bhagat. Bhagats will also cooperate you. Nothing is wasted. Brahmins, Jivan Mukti Mukti we give. But the Bhagats, they will cooperate you at such time too. Give you facility. Because I am alone at that time, they see. You know, no one is there. Does it mean someone is in a very strong thought come? You have to come with us. We don't know them so much personally, but we have given them gyan. We have given them Baba's food, bhog, choli. Nothing is wasted actually. They are Bhagat souls. I asked Manohar Dadi this question. Dadi, how come that soul get thought? She said, Bhagat. Bhagats will cooperate you. Sayog dengi aapko. Nothing is wasted in Baba's gyan, okay?